just think we've stopped doing the things that were working for us, you know. Like, I don't think we were working as hard, and I think we've tried to start, you know, playing football in the wrong areas, you know, and it's cost us in the end. I think we would, the last two games, we've probably been the most unorganised we've been for the whole of the season. And, you know, it's cost us, you know. We've lost two games where, if you're looking at it, you'd think you'd like 6 points from them games. But as it's happened, with everyone else losing, we've got away with it in a way.
Has it been a situation where almost mentally taking the foot off the gas? Is that it, perhaps?
Possibly a bit of that, yeah. You know, obviously, we were 6 points clear, us in Tranmere, and it looked like we were going to be pulling away. And now it happens, there's like four of us within, you know, that can, obviously, if we slip up or someone else slips up, you know, they go ahead of us. So it's one of them where now we need to get back to, you know, focusing fully on just MK Dons, not looking at further down the league. We were 17 games to go, 6 points clear. You know, there's anything can happen from there.
I suppose it could work out to be one of those situations that gives you the shot in the arm, as it were, between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, maybe that's the kick up the backside we needed. Rather have it now and not really lost any ground. You know, we're still joint top. You know, rather than having it 10 games down the line when, you know, the other team's winning, we go 6 points behind and we're chasing.
I suppose it's one of those situations where it's, some perspective is needed, but there are nerves about the place now, certainly from the terraces, about how the situation is now.
Yeah, obviously there's going to be a bit of nerves around, obviously, the fans and stuff like that, because we were doing so well, and then, you know, you look that we've slipped up. But not only that, it's for other teams below. They're thinking, well, look at Donny and Tranmere, like, they're slipping up, like, have they lost focus? But for us, you know, now we've had a meeting today, you know, look, about just getting back on track. It's not about two games down the line, it's about MK Dons. They're not in the best of form, we're not in the best of form, so it's one of them where now we've just got to go in there and, like, we need the 3 points.
So what do you make of them then, and why they've fallen away? Because it's not that long ago, they've had two great cup results, and also they were there or thereabouts for the playoffs.
I'm not too sure, to be honest. Like, I've not really been looking at anyone else, but I know they've lost two influential players in Chadwick and the other lad in midfield, Gleeson. So I think they're a big part to how they played. But at the end of the day, you can only play what's in front of you. Like, for us, it's a bonus that they're not playing. And hopefully we can go out tomorrow and we can do the business.
Given the way things have just materialised in the past couple of games, does this one, if only necessarily just to get back on track, become must win? Because I'm sure you won't obviously want to sink back into the playoffs.
I think this could be our game in hand, is it? So obviously it's crucial, you know, if we get the 3 points and then people are looking at us again, you know, and MK Dons are going to be no pushovers. But if we win tomorrow, you know, then we're at the top. We haven't been top all season. And then we're looking down at everyone again. Hopefully then we can go on from then and go on an unbeaten run.
How much of a kind of a carrot is that? And how pleasing would that be to kind of look in the paper on Wednesday morning and see Rovers at the top of the table?
Yeah, it'll be pleasing on the eye. But then again, we all know that there's a long way to go. So it only takes a loss and others to win, and then you're back to square one again. So I think we're just going to take it one game at a time, you know, and hopefully win Tuesday. And then we've got a Sky game, first game of the season. We don't want to be losing Tuesday and then they all play Saturday and then we have to win. So it's one of them where I think tomorrow, you know, like, we'll be going for the 3 points, definitely.